From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Ron Varela reading O Bury Me Not, a Conan Flagg mystery by M.K. Wren. Now let's begin with O Bury Me Not. Chapter 1. The rain should make Mr. Flagg feel right at home. Beatrice Dobie trudged the half-block from the bookshop to the post office, galoshed, rain-coated, her freshly permanented and auburned hair preserved in plastic. Just yesterday. She squinted ahead through spattered bifocals. She'd had her hair done yesterday, so what could she expect but rain today? It was a fine rain that seemed half fog, but could soak the unprepared to the skin in a few minutes. And Holiday Beach, which tourists inevitably called charming in the summer, looked like a woe-begone rural slum on its late September day. She passed the Gold Star Realty office, anticipating the space separating it from the beauty shop, where her determined pace allowed her a brief glance between the buildings and over a jumble of roofs to the rim of the sea. She looked out at the ocean washing this Oregon shore and thought of Conan Flagg, thousands of miles away in Kyoto, on the opposite shore. Metaphorically, of course. On the authority of Rand McNally, she knew Kyoto didn't literally overlook the sea. Anyway, Mr. Flagg wasn't there now. He was on his way home, perhaps approaching Hawaii. The post office floor was puddled with water. She picked her way across it, smiling at Mrs. Higgins, nearly unrecognizable in her rain gear, except for her astonishing girth, balanced so irrationally on thin-shanked legs.
"Morning, Miss Dobie. Wet enough for you?"
"Well, we needed the rain. It was a dry summer, at least for the coast."
She went to the bookshop box. The combination was too familiar to necessitate concentration.